Welcome back. Chas Mishnah Dalet. Every chatash in the dar be every ola. The limbs of a chatash got mixed up with the limbs of an ola. And of course, these two different limbs have different dinim. As the every chatash are eaten by the court, as opposed to the every ola that are burnt on the mizbeach, as the entire ola is burnt on the mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Yitain Lamalon. For Roani is Besar Chatash Momalon Ki Ilu Hu Eitz. Rabbi Eliezer said, the only thing we can do is to put all these Eivarim on the mizbeach to be burnt on the mizbeach, as we cannot eat them since our Avery Ola mixed up over here. Instead, we should burn them. Now, even though we darshan from the pasuk that the Eivarim of a chatas are not allowed to be burnt on the mizbeach, only the parts of the chatas that the Torah says should be nixed on the mizbeach is allowed to be nixed on the mizbeach, as opposed to the Eivarim which are eaten by the kohanim, we're not allowed to be maktir on the mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer's learned that which we cannot be maktir them on the mizbeach, that's only if we put it on the mizbeach l'shem reach nicholach. But if we put him on the mizbeach l'shem etim, that we have in mind that the evarim of the chatas should be just like regular etim, they shouldn't be ola l'reach nichos, then we would be allowed to be mocked to them on the mizbeach. The Rabbi Eliezer says we should put all these evarim on the mizbeach and have in mind that the evarim, which are from the chatas, should be l'shem etim, not l'shem reach nichos. The Chachamim Omrim, tu bar tu rasam, v'yesei l'beit hasreifa. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer. They hold that you cannot burn a very chatas on the mizbeach at all, even if you have in mind that he should be up there l'shem etim, not l'shem reach nichos. So instead, what we should do is that we should allow these Eivarim to become disfigured, meaning to say that we should leave them out overnight until they become pasul mishamlina, and then we should take out all these Eivarim and burn them by the base hasreifa. And since we cannot burn them on the mizbeach, since Eivarim chatas cannot be burned on the mizbeach, and also we cannot eat them as Eivarim ola cannot be eaten, so we have no choice but to allow them to become pasul mishamlina, as we cannot burn them right away by the base of Tereza before they become pasul mishamlina, as we're not allowed to burn kashrim that have no psul. So instead, we allow them to become pasul mishamlina, and then we take them out to be burnt. If the limb of one or more olas which are shared got mixed up with the limbs of an ola which was a baal mum, and you're not allowed to be makhtir in the mizbeach evar from a korban which was a baal mum, and even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said in the previous Mishnah that the Eivarim of a chatas could be nicked on the Mizbeach l'shem etzim, he would admit, though, that the Eivarim of a baal mum cannot be nicked on the Mizbeach even l'shem etzim. So what do we do over here since there are Eivarim from a korban which was a baal mum? Rabbi Eliezer, I may have brosh echa mehem yikrvu kor rasha. Rabbi Eliezer holds, even though l'chatzchila we should not be mocked of any of these Eivarim on the Mizbeach, since we don't know which of the Eivarim are from the korban which was a baal mum, if it's posed by mistake, the coin was mocked of the rosh of one of these animals, then even the chatzchila could be mocked of the rest of the rosh. As Rabbi Eliezer allows us to assume that the rosh, which was nikra betoz, i.e. the coin, was from the animal which was a baal mum, and since there was only one animal here which was a baal mum, that means the rest of the roshim are from korbanos sheirim, so even the chatzchila could be mocked of the rest of the roshim. Now, even though Rabbi Eliezer is mako over here and allows us to assume that the roast which was nikra betoz ayide the coin was from the korban which was a baal mum, but he only allows us to be mocked of the rest of the roshim if we are mocked of two roshim at the same time. At that way, at least one of the roshim is for sure from a korban kasher, as there was only one korban baal mum mixed up over here. And since one of the roshim is for sure kasher, so the akhtar that you are doing is for sure mutter legabi that rosh. Now, even though it's possible that the other rosh is from the korban which was a baal mum, still Rabbi Eliezer allowed us to be makir of the roshim, as he allowed us to assume that the rosh, which was originally nikra by idea the coin, was from the korban baal mum. Krosh, or echa mehem yikravu koa krayim. If the coin was makir of the toes, the foot of one of the animals, then Rabbi Eliezer allowed us to assume that the foot which was nikra by idea the coin was from the foot of the korban which was a baal mum, and that would allow us, even the chatzchila, to be makir of the rest of the feet. Again, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer would only allow us to be makir of the rest of the kriyam if we are makir of two at the same time, and that way, at least one of the kriyam is for sure from a korban kasher. The chachamim omrim afilu korvu kulan chutz me'echad mehem yetzei lebeis hasreifa. The chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim hold that we cannot assume that the rosh or the crow, which was nikra betoz ayidei the coin, was from the korban baal mum. So therefore, we cannot be makir the rest of the roshim or the rest of the kriyayim, even if all the roshim or all the kriyayim was nikra betoz, i.e. the coin, besides one of them, that last one would not be allowed
to be nikkur from his back. Instead, it would be taken out to the base of Srepa to be burnt. Now, that which it says, afilu korvu kulan chutz me echad mehem, except for one of them, what it means to say is, chutz me zug echad mehem, except for a pair of them. As if all of them were nikkur, except for one of them, even Rabbi Eliezer would admit that you can't be makar that last one of them is back, as we said, that even Rabbi Eliezer, whose maker only allows us to be makar the rest of the roshim, if we are makar two at the same time. So therefore, the chachamim mean to say that even if there's only one pair left, which, in that case, Rabbi Eliezer would allow us to be makar that last pair, as he would assume that the roshim, which were nikkur b'tov, included in them is the rosh of the korban puzzle. And the last pair, since one of them is from a korban kasher, we could be makar them on the mizbeach. The chachamim argue, and they say that we cannot assume that the rosh or the crow or the korban puzzle has already been nikrat, so we would have to take the rest of the roshim or the rest of the kriyayim and burn them by the base of the rosh.